see the wizard.
Oh, please, please, sir. I've got to see the wizard. The Good Witch of the North sent me.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once. I've as good as got my brain.
I can barely hear my heart beating.
I'll be home in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll be king of the forest. Long live the king.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, and not a cotton, and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king. Just king. I shall reign. Ha 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 ha.
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Impossorous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who's king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
I am Oz. The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come. Step forward, Tin Man. You dare to come to me for a heart, do you? And you, Scarecrow, have the effrontery to ask for a brain. And you, Lion. Well, the beneficent Oz has every intention of granting your requests.
What's that?
But first, bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West.
It's the witch. She's followed us here.
Thank you.
little doll. And you, my dear. What an unexpected pleasure. It's so kind of you to visit me in my loneliness.
What are you going to do with my dog? Give him back to me.
All in good time, my little pretty. All in good time.
He got away. He got away.
Oh, which is more than you will. Wrapped you and your dog. You've been more trouble to me than you're worth, one way and another. But it'll soon be over now.
There's Toto. Where'd he come from? Why, don't you see? He's come to take us to Dorothy. Come on, fella.
What's that? What's that?
It's the castle of the Wicked Witch. Dorothy's in that awful place.
Oh, I hate to think of her in there. We've got to get her out.
Who's them? Who's them?
I've got a plan how to get in there.
Fine.
And you're going to lead us.
All right. I'll go in there for Dorothy. Wicked witch or no wicked witch. Gods and no gods, I'll tear them apart. I may not come out alive, but I'm going in there. There's only one thing I want you fellas to do.
What's that?
Talk me out of it.
The Wicked Witch is dead.
Hey, Dorothy, the Wicked Witch is dead.
Now we can go back to the wizard and tell him the Wicked Witch is dead.
The Wicked Witch is dead.
Why have you come back?
Please, sir, we've done what you told us. We brought you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. We melted her.
Ah, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir. So we'd like you to keep your promise to us, if you please, sir.
Not so fast. Not so fast. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want to go home now.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow.
The great Oz has spoken.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great and Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
Well, what about the heart that you promised Tin Man and the courage that you promised Cowardly Lion?
Well, I'm Scarecrow's brain. Why, anybody can have a brain. That's a very mediocre commodity. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Yeah, that's Doctor of Thinkology.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can't. As for you, my fine friend, you're a victim of disorganized thinking. You are under the unfortunate delusion that simply because you run away from danger, you have no courage. You're confusing courage with wisdom. Back where I come from, there we have men who are called heroes. Once a year, they take their fortitude out of mothballs and parade it down the main street of the city. And they have no more courage than you have. But they have one thing that you haven't got, a medal. Therefore, for meritorious conduct, extraordinary valor, conspicuous bravery against wicked witches, I award you the Triple Cross. You are now a member of the Legion of Courage.
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless.
As for you, my galvanized friend, you want a heart. You don't know how lucky you are not to have one. Hearts will never be practical until they can be made unbreakable.
But I still want one.
Back where I come from, there are men who do nothing all day but good deeds. They are called good deed doers. And their hearts are no bigger than yours. But they have one thing you haven't got, a testimonial. Therefore, in consideration of your kindness, I take pleasure at this time in presenting you with a small token of our esteem and affection. And remember, my sentimental friend, that a heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others.
Oh, it ticks. Look, it ticks.
Read what my medal says. Courage. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Oh, they're all wonderful.
Hey, what about Dorothy?
Oh, I don't think there's anything in that black bag for me.
Well, you force me into a cataclysmic decision. The only way to get Dorothy back to Kansas is for me to take her there myself.
Oh, will you? Caught you? Oh, but are you a clever enough wizard to manage it?
Child, you cut me to the quick. I'm an old Kansas man myself, born and bred in the heart of the western wilderness. Premier balloonist, par excellence. And in that balloon, my dear Dorothy, you and I will return to the land of E. Pluribus Unum. And now... about to embark upon a hazardous and technically unexplainable journey into the outer stratosphere. To confer, converse, and otherwise hobnob with my brother wizards. And I hereby decree that until what time, if any, that I return, the Scarecrow, by virtue of his highly superior brains, shall rule in my stead, assisted by the Tin Man, by virtue of his magnificent heart, and the Lion, by virtue of his courage. Obey them as you would me. Thank you.
Oh, Toto, come back! Toto, Toto! Oh, don't go without me, I'll be restless.
Got that dog!
Ah!
Come
back! Come back! Don't go without me! Please come back!
stay with us then, Dorothy. We all love you. We don't want you to go.
Well, that's very kind of you. But this could never be like Kansas. Annie M must have stopped wondering what happened to me by now. Oh, Scarecrow, what am I going to do?
Look. Here's someone who can help you.
You don't need to be helped any longer. You've always had the power to go back to Kansas.
I have.
Then why didn't you tell her before?
Because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
Well, I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Auntie M. And it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is. Are you ready now?
Yes. Say goodbye, Toto. Yes, I'm ready now.
Then close your eyes and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Oh, Annie M, it's you.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure.
But it wasn't a dream. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, Dorothy.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.